Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, we're going to be discussing Bitcoin price centering on 28,000 as Deutsche Bank shares follow Credit Suisse. And Max called this literally 3.5 months ago, quoting him here. Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, which are huge counterparties to the ECB, they look like they're about to fail. So kudos to Max. Also, a new record Bitcoin hash rate is in. Let's get it. As well as breaking news, Prince Philip of Serbia and Samson Mao educated the Costa Rican Legislative Assembly president and political leaders on Bitcoin today. Also, more breaking news, El Salvador's president to eliminate all income, property, and capital gains taxes on technology innovations. Max response, no one can keep up with the president. He's leaving all the other leaders in the dust. No media has captured the scope of El Salvador. Remarkable change. No one's ever done statecraft like this ever. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing top crypto analyst says proposed U.S. crypto mining bill is good for the Bitcoin markets and expects a continuation to $40,000. We'll also be discussing breaking news of Binance spot trading being halted due to issues on the trailing stop orders, as well as USDT issuer Tether has up to $1.7 billion in excess reserves, according to their CTO. We'll also be discussing Balaji warning the U.S. government will cut off access to Bitcoin as the banking crisis deepens, as well as his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction, which ultimately means the Bitcoin price action to rise 35,000% by June 17th amid the ongoing U.S. banking uncertainty. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1230. I am your host, JV. Today is March 24th, 2023. Now, as you can see, the Bitcoin price action is centered at exactly $28,000 at the time of this recording. You can see the market pulling back some. Ethereum down 3.5%, trading at $1,750. BNB down 2.5%, trading at $316. Solana, one of the top losses, down now trading at around $21. And checking out coinmarketcap.com. Let's check out. We can see the market cap still sitting above $1.1 trillion, $59 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The Bitcoin dominance at 46.5% and the Ether dominance at 18.6%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, ARB leading the pack, only up 3%, trading at $1.37, followed by MENA, up almost 3%, trading just under 86 cents, followed by Flare, up 2.5%, trading at 3.2 cents. And below that, we have NEO, EOS, and Monero with very minuscule gains. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, let's see. The majority of the alts are back in the red, only a handful in the green, including ARB up 8.5%, NEO up 2.5%. So yeah, pretty big losses overall, with HEX being one of the biggest, down 23.5%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 61 in greed today. Yesterday was a 57, last week a 51, and last month a 59 in greed. So there you have it. And now let's dive into today's technical analysis and check out the charts and what's happening with the Bitcoin price action. Bitcoin diced with 28,000 this morning on the Wall Street Open as fresh banking woes failed to provide a further boost to the crypto. And checking it out here, you can see the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View showed Bitcoin losing momentum to hit daily lows at 28,000 on Binance. Bitcoin was attempting to cement support after a classic comeback the day prior erased panic on the back of the latest United States economy policy moves. The Fed hiked baseline interest rates by 0.25% on March 23rd. This, along with mixed comments from the Fed chairman Jerome Powell, serving to unsettle risk assets amid a lack of clear trajectory. However, Bitcoin showed indecision on the day with analysts equally split over where the Bitcoin price action is likely to head next, quoting crypto analyst Crypto Tony, typical seeing some panic on that dip, but unless we start to see a shift in market structure, lower lows and lower highs, then we have nothing to worry about from a bullish perspective. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And popular trader Rec Capital had this to share. All Bitcoin needs to do is confirm a new macro uptrend, which is the monthly candle close above 25,000, he argued in a part of his latest analysis, and also wrote, so far, so good. Anything down to 22 to 23,000 is fair game and nothing to be concerned about, in my opinion. Now let's discuss the latest as the banks continue to collapse. Short-term sentiment was impacted by a temporary trading outage on largest global exchange, Binance, which I will be covering in great detail a little later here in the show. On-chain monitoring resource Material Indicators noted that bid liquidity had appeared on Bitcoin's order book in order to prevent a sell-off. Quoting him here, after an extended outage, Binance is back online and someone put up to 13 million block of bid liquidity to try to slow down a sell-off. I wonder who that could be. Very interesting. And quoting economist Holger, ouch, Deutsche Bank's credit default swaps, which represent insurance of its bondholders against potential default, spike as banking doom is back in Europe. Markets price 31% default probability for Deutsche Bank sub bonds and 16% for senior Deutsche Bank paper. Whoa. And bank stocks dumping, yields are dumping, and precious metals are up. Bitcoin is a bit flat, says Dan Crypto Trades. It seems like the TradeFi world is continuing the same trend as last week. Let's see if Bitcoin has more fuel left in it or not. So there you have it. And kudos to Max Keiser. 3.5 months ago, he did an interview with Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research, or the Daniela Cambone Show, and quoting him word for word, Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, which are huge counterparties to the European Central Bank, they look like they're about to fail. And Daniela was literally ridiculing Max, like, really, Max? Seriously? And so you got to give much respect to Max. He nailed it, as Credit Suisse is already defaulted and collapsed, and Deutsche Bank is collapsing in real time at this time. The goal was to raise $1 billion for development of a Bitcoin mining industry that runs on renewable energy. However, due to the crypto bear market the following year, bond issuance had to be postponed several times. Now the digital asset bill was finally introduced into the Legislative Assembly November of 2022, as I mentioned. The bill was passed with 62 legislators voting for it and 16 voting against it. Now, Bitfinex, a crypto exchange earlier this year, also announced it would be an infrastructure provider for the Volcano token, which is the digital token that will be used to raise capital for the bond issuance. The exchange said the Volcano token will help El Salvador pay down its sovereign debt, direct funds towards the creation of Bitcoin mining infrastructure, and the fund of the construction of Bitcoin City. How many of you are pretty ecstatic for Bitcoin City? Let me know. I mean, we need tax havens like this. And again, Bukele is doing the precise opposite of what Sleepy Joe is doing. Sleepy Joe is trying to basically penalize Bitcoin miners by raising electricity costs and sanctions and higher taxes. Bukele is doing the opposite. He's saying, hey, this is Bitcoin country. Come here. This is where the innovation is. This is Renaissance 2.0. And I truly believe that. So much respect to El Salvador, President Bukele, Samson Mao, Max and Stacy, and everyone involved with this beautiful place. Now, with that being shared, now let's discuss the potential $40,000 incoming as per crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. He told his 653,000 Twitter followers he expects more downside out of Bitcoin than he's currently seeing. Quoting him here, build a proposed Bitcoin mining in the U.S. is a positive thing for the markets, probably fueling the upwards rally. Expected more downside, but broke through 27.7 and clearly going for the highs. Have to see how we stand there. Now, he also previously expected Bitcoin to be on a downtrend after yesterday's FOMC meeting. Quoting him here, Powell stated the obvious. He needs to continue hiking the interest rates, which he'll add more to the balance sheet to save the banks. Bitcoin corrects, and I think we go down some more. It is not a great recipe to go bullish into an FOMC event. And I watched that event firsthand, and I called it. I knew there was a CME gap at 27.2, and lo and behold, within like 30 minutes of that meeting, as the meeting was going on, we closed that CME gap, hitting 27.2. We may have even dipped into the high 26,000s before climbing right back up. But as you can see today, Banking crises continue and the Bitcoin price action continues to rise as it should. TikTok next block every 10 minutes like clockwork, right? So you gotta love it and respect the pump. Now, he also said jobless claims are more positive than expected. 191,000 versus 197,000. Good for Powell and good for the dollar currency index. Now, though the analysts thought Bitcoin would correct, the King Crypto's movements in the past 24 hours now lead Van de Pop to believe that Bitcoin is on its way to $40,000. Send it, quoting him again. We're still in the vacuum of relief, the echo bubble, the period where the potential process of pausing hikes remains to be bullish, and there is no clear recession until reality kicks in. Expected Bitcoin to correct to 25.3, but it is at 26.2, and now it continues to $40,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst, Mikal Van de Pop. With that being shared, now let's discuss what is happening with Binance. This took me by surprise here this morning, so we're going to break this down. Here we go. Crypto exchange Binance encountered major issues with spot trading on the platform. As of this morning, Binance suspended all spot trading transactions, according to the announcement by Binance's official Twitter account. We are aware of an issue impacting the spot trading on Binance. All spot trading is currently temporarily suspended as we work to resolve this as soon as possible. Now, Binance CEO CZ subsequently took to Twitter to report that the initial analysis indicated bug issues with the matching engine. He noted that the bug was discovered on a trailing stop order and it is expected to be fixed in up to 120 minutes. Quoting him here, deposits and withdrawals are paused as a standard operating procedure. Funds are SAFU, ultimately saying the funds are safe. And all the spot trading as well as deposits and withdrawals have been paused on Binance, and CZ continued to tweet to calm down concerned investors and traders. He referred to transistor engines having literally removing bugs in the systems from times the back of the 1940s to maintain operations. All very interesting. CZ also argued that the issues won't likely have any significant impact on the market. He shared, when the bigger exchange halts trading, prices won't move much. If it moves on smaller exchanges, when Binance comes back, our deeper order book will bring the price back, causing those guys to lose money. Traders know this. Then about an hour after Binance publicly announced the issue, the exchange partly resolved the issue, bringing one of the engines back online. And according to CZ, engine one is back online. Still need more time to do reconciliations and for the engines to catch up. He wrote, according to that reconciliation, it will take a bit longer. Now, where we currently stand, I am not sure. I would have to check CZ's tweets to see if things are all functional. So let's actually head to crypto Twitter and check out what Binance released. Let's check out their latest tweets here. This is CZ's Binance account with 8.2 million followers. And here's the latest tweet. This was 2 hours ago. Trailing stops will be disabled for the time being. Existing trailing stops will be canceled. And users with open trailing stops order will receive a push notification plus email. So I'll be keeping you posted with the latest as this continues to, the story continues to evolve. Now, our next story of the day, we're going to be discussing Tether / USDT. Their reserves, in fact, are up $1.78 billion. Which is a good look in comparison to Circle's USDC, right? Now, Tether, the issuer of stablecoin Tether USDT, expects to make $700 million profit in the first quarter of this year, matching the profits of the last quarter of last year. Now, Tether's chief technology officer, Paolo Ardoino, told Cointelegraph at Paris Blockchain Week 2023, I don't have the final figures yet, but the profit of this quarter will probably match the latest quarter of 2022. Adding that in quarter four of 2022, Tether generated $700 million of profits. He added that Tether also has an addition to $950 million on December 31st, 2022, noting, so it means that our company equity will grow to $1.5 billion or $1.7 billion that are on top of the reserves and that we are backing 100% of the assets. Obviously, this is a big deal because it proves that the assets are in fact back one-to-one, or as Max told us many months ago with Daniela Cambone as well, that it was USDC's Circle you need to watch out for, because Tether is in fact backed by more than one-to-one, and this proves what Max was saying. It was true all along, so very interesting to say the least. Now, the Tether exec went on to say that USDT is becoming the safest asset to hold in the world because the company is different from the banks based on the fractional reserve model. He expressly referred to the ongoing crisis in the U.S. banking system with banks like SVB collapsing due to problems with their fractional reserve model, and also mentioned that he is a fan of major crypto Bitcoin, which is Tether's hedge, stating the following, "I love Bitcoin. That's our hedge. And that's why we're in Bitcoin, because we don't trust those guys that they took so much risk on customer deposits." Now, I also like to point out, for those not in the know, did you know that Tether USDT is also legal tender in El Salvador? That's right. Many people didn't know this, not just Bitcoin, but USDT Tether. So that was very, very important to note. And as previously reported, Tether aggressively cut its commercial paper backing last year, eventually reducing it to zero by late 2022. In addition to removing commercial paper from its reserves, Tether was replacing those investments with U.S. Treasury bills. The news comes amid Tether continuing to increase its market dominance, with USDT's market cap adding about $8 billion since February 28th. And at this time, USDT's market value stands at $79 billion, which is the highest level since May of 2022, according to data from CoinGecko. And if we actually take a look at the USDC circle market cap, it's not looking so pretty at all or whatsoever. So keep that in mind as well. And while USDT market dominance has risen, Circle's rival stablecoin USD Coin has been losing its market share, as I just pointed out, with the market cap dropping 18% since late February. Also, another interesting fact, the creator, owner, CEO, head dude in charge over at Circle, he doesn't like Bitcoin. He, in fact, said on the record many years ago that eventually no one will be using Bitcoin, so he's not a believer in it. Whereas with Tether USDT, at least the people behind it believe in Bitcoin. That should tell you everything you need to know about the ongoing FUD which comes out about Tether USDT. The real FUD should be about Circle USDC, but it's like the blind leading the blind. It just is what it is, fam. So do keep that in mind. Circle faced major issues due to its exposure to the collapse of SVB, with the USDC stablecoin briefly losing its one-to-one peg with the US dollar. In fact, it hit like 89 cents. That's not a good look. The stablecoin subsequently repegged amid Circle announcing Cross River and a new banking partner, expanding ties with BNY Mellon, ultimately being bailed out. So there you have it. And now let's discuss our next story of the day, and that's this $1 million Bitcoin price prediction by Balaji, along with his latest updates and tweets on what he has to share. All very interesting stuff. Former Coinbase Chief Technology Officer Balaji is predicting the U.S. government will cut off access to Bitcoin in response to the banking crisis. Wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. In a new interview on the Bankless podcast, he predicted that a lot of U.S. fiat banks will go to zero and that the U.S. government will try to stop people from exiting the financial system. And lo and behold, before I went live, there was an announcement that Janet Yellen is having a meeting behind closed doors with the heads of the banks. What in the world can they be discussing? You know, you can't make this stuff up, guys. Now, can enough people get to the Bitcoin exit in time before they close the exits? Because they shut down Silvergate, SVB, and First Republic and Signature. He also says he predicts that Bitcoin will be protected by enough governments around the world. Last week, the former Coinbase CTO made waves in the crypto world after placing $1 million bet that Bitcoin will skyrocket to $1 million in just 90 days, with that date being by June 17th. And at that time, Bitcoin was only trading at $27,000. He also thinks the U.S. dollar is about to implode into a period of hyperinflation, mirroring the state of Weimar, marking following the defeat of Germany in World War I. Now, in 1923, Weimar marked collapse and witness its value plummet to 1/1,000,000,000,000th of the U.S. dollar. He also believes that the world will witness massive changes this year, catalyzed by the devaluation of the dollar. Quoting him here, "This year may be one for the books, the devaluation of the dollar, the rise of Bitcoin, and the global flippening to the East. Even for someone who is thinking about these trends, the pace of change will feel shockingly, disorientingly fast. It reminds me a bit of the early 1900s. In 1910, you still had 9 royal meetings. Now, the old world of princes was still around and seemingly immortal, but under the surface, technology had changed everything, and the 20th century roared into existence a few years later." And to watch this video he did entitled "Not a Drill," he bets the dollar will hyperinflate. Check the show notes below the video in the description. So for Bitcoin to realistically hit $1 million by June 17th, that would be an approximate rise from today of 35,000% for the King Crypto. Let me know if you feel this is a probability, or do you feel it's nothing more than a publicity stunt a pipe dream, kind of like McAfee when he went on the limb back in 2017 and said, yo, if Bitcoin doesn't hit $1 million within the next year, I will eat my private member on public television. And thank God that prediction wasn't televised once he failed at it. And rest in peace to John McAfee. But do let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.